Said I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall.
Happy Father's Day to you, Arizona homeowner. We had 141 texts for the prize giveaway. If your number starts in 520 and ends in 712, congratulations. You are lucky gift winner number two. If that's not your number, don't worry. We still have four more opportunities to win coming up. We'll do two in the next hour and two in the 10 o'clock hour. One of those includes a Briggs & Stratton 2000 PSI pressure washer. That's a value of about $150. So nice little Father's Day gift there. If you heard the 7 o'clock hour last week, we had a special guest in Kimes Ranch. And they are a local apparel manufacturer. They make Western clothing. And their jeans are American-made. Their cotton comes from a company out of the Carolinas called Cone. It's all assembled, sewn, and put together in L.A. And it's sold here locally. And when Amanda Kimes was in, I said, you know what? We have a lot of cotton in Arizona. Do y'all ever use Arizona cotton? And she kind of said, I hadn't really thought about that. And so I started looking around. I'm like, how do we connect the locally grown cotton with the locally owned jean company called Kevin Rogers, who I accidentally misspoke. He is still the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau Association. He thought he was going to have to step down to run for national, but he did not. All that said, he's still hanging up his 14 or 15 year reign as the Farm Bureau president in November. And he said, you know what, Romy, I could talk to you about that, but I'd rather you talk to this other gentleman. He's the current president of the Arizona Cotton Growers Association. I won't go through everything. I'll let Paco tell you about that. We have Mr. Paco Alteron. Did I get that right?
It's Allerton.
Allerton. You made me say it four times yesterday, too, and I still got it wrong.
That's all right, Romy.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your Saturday morning. Let's first start with a little introduction to your family and your family's history here in Arizona.
Okay. My family migrated down here from Utah. My grandfather moved into the area back in the early 1900s, and started to farm in South Tempe. My grandfather went off and was actually a mechanic in the Army Air Corps, World War One. My father was born in Tempe. He was a fighter pilot in World War Two. After World War Two, he came back, and he and his brother and his father migrated into the Maricopa area. Farmed there, Stanfield, and then branched out into Eloy. And then I came back about 38 years ago and started farming again myself. I'd been on the farm and off the farm over the course of my life, but I've been back for 37, 38 years.
And when you said you came back, were you in the service as well? Your grandfather was served in World War
One. No, I went off and I worked a couple other jobs. Went to school, worked a couple of jobs, gained some management experience, business experience, great assets.
And came back to the family farm. And what a great 100 years of growing cotton in Arizona, y'all. So I understand now why Kevin said you really need to talk to the Alteron. Yeah. So Arizona Farm Bureau attributes the agricultural industry to over $17 billion. What percentage of that is cotton?
Well, and it's going to vary from year to year. And I've got some numbers from last year's crop, and it's a little bit over $100 million, between $100 and $110 million. Direct revenues between cotton sales and cotton seed sales. Cotton's kind of a unique crop in the fact that it produces cotton seed, which you can use for cattle feed. It's an oil seed. You can crush it for oil, use it for cooking. And then it also produces fiber. And that's what we're really here to talk about today is the fiber. So between the two different products there, the seed and the Lent, in 16, and acres were down quite a bit. They fluctuated because the price of cotton the last 5 or 6 years always have, but other crops have been more desirable to grow because of the prices, and cotton was down last year, then and it's back up a little bit this year, and hopefully the market will come back and it'll get a little bit stronger going into 18 and 19.
Now, this is your 37th year as growing cotton. How long does it take from seed to harvest?
Roughly about a 6 to 7 or 8 month process. It depends on where you are. If we start planting in the central part of the state in early to mid-March, and it'll be harvested in October, November, December. You need to go to the western part of the state, and they start a little bit earlier. They'll start planting in 1st of February, and their crop will come off in August, and even some of it will be as late as October, November. So it's about a 6 to 7, 8 month crop time frame from plant to harvest.
And what's a good yield of your cotton per acre? What are you looking to accomplish?
We kind of manage our crop to try to get a 3+ bale crop, and our state average is right about 3 bales. And when I talk about 3 bales, I'm talking about an average of about 480 to 500 pound bale. And I think last year's average was a little bit over 1500 pounds of actual Lent. And then out of that, you'll also get approximately 1 ton of cottonseed per acre. So
now, is there any survey or report that's been done that'll tell us how many pairs of jeans a 450-pound bale of hay will make?
I've got that sitting here. Let me. I can't. A 480-pound bale of cotton will produce about 215 pairs of jeans.
Who knew there was so much to know about cotton? Now, being that it's an agricultural product and it's a commodity, how long can you sit on a bale? You mentioned prices were down. Will those bales go bad if you get them under some cover? Can you sit on them for a little while till the prices go up?
You can sit on them for a while. The bale is compressed, and then it's all, and tied together with ties, and then there's a wrap around it to protect it from elements. But, to be on the, and most of it goes into a warehouse, a very little open storage. There is some on years where the crop is extremely abundant, I should say. But for the most part, it goes into warehouses. Most of the Arizona crop will actually, there's a little bit of direct ship goes right over to the port of Long Beach, is put in containers and shipped overseas. But if it's not going directly until somebody buys it, it's sitting in a warehouse under protected from the weather.
What's the expected price per bale this year?
Well, we sell it by the pound. Okay, and the bales all vary. It's not an exact science. I mean, it's not like every bale comes out 480 pounds of net Lent, but we sell it by the pound. Each bale's got a weight on it. There's a class on it. It's staple, which is length, color. Price is based on a lot of different things. Like I said, the length of the fiber, the staple, the fineness, the color of it, there's some and leaf content because it's in the ginning and picking process. But this year I would expect there's been some people have forward contracted some already for the upcoming harvest in the low 70s. It's kind of, it's the market has fallen off a little bit the last week, and there's been some cotton that's been contracted in the 72, 73 cent range a pound in this past week. You're probably somewhere closer to 70 cents a pound is what you could get for it.
And Where is our cotton used for? Is it good enough quality you could put it into your jeans?
Yeah, it's good enough quality, but I think most of the cotton in Arizona is the quality, the color that we get here, the fiber length and the strength. Most of it goes overseas. For the most part, it goes into the Pacific Rim countries and Indonesia, Vietnam, Korea, China, for some of the finer wovens. But there is some that goes into denim production. I remember one time I was on a tour in the Carolinas, and I was in a denim mill where they were actually just manufacturing denim. And much to our surprise, there was a pail of cotton from Arizona in their warehouse. Last summer, I was in Indonesia with Cotton Council International, who's a world marketing organization for the cotton industry. And we were in a mill in Vietnam, and I remember seeing bales there that were from America. So it gets around.
Now, you had shared some stats when we were talking yesterday about the amount of bales we produce versus how much we consume versus how much we export. Run through those numbers because it's very fascinating.
Yeah, basically, and I don't know how current these numbers are, but in the United States of America, America consumes about 21 million bales of cotton and durable goods, clothing and towels and sheets and whatever we can weave it into. And we only produce about 18 million bales a year in the United States. The other thing is we only have the spinning equivalent of about 4 million bales of spinning equipment in the United States. So for the most part, we are a major exporter of cotton. Most of it goes overseas. Some goes into Mexico, a little bit into Europe, but I'd say a big percentage of it's going into Southeast Asia, spun into yarn and turned into fabric and into durable goods and then shipped back.
Well, Paco, I can't thank you enough. What's the name of your farm?
Tierra Verde Farms.
Tierra Verde Farms. And you are the current president of the Arizona Cotton Growers Association?
Yes, sir. I've been there since March of 16 and got about another 9 months, not quite, until my term will be up.
Well, Mr. Alteron, I cannot thank you enough for your time this Saturday morning. I know you're busy. I know you were traveling. And the education on cotton in Arizona, as well as an industry as a whole. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning on this Father's Day weekend. Stay tuned. We've got more giveaways coming up in the 9 and 10 o'clock hours. And we've got one more segment with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery finishing up our landscape and garden topic for the Outdoor Living Hour. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. Old times that are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never